Hello and welcome. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, and we begin today contemplating the Apostle Paul's conversion. Have you ever heard that Paul was knocked off his horse when he saw and heard the Lord on the road to Damascus? Some famous paintings of the scene show Paul indeed sitting on, or falling off, a horse, but the scripture passage itself mentions no horse. The passage begins our gospel reflection for today. The journey from Jerusalem to Damascus was nearly 200 miles. In Paul's day, horses weren't used for long journeys, except for dispatch riders. Besides, few people back then had the experience and skill to ride a horse. The modern saddle had not yet been developed, and stirrups didn't exist. Horses were also expensive, and Paul was not a man of means. There's no evidence or any reason to assume Paul was on a horse when he fell to the ground. Let's now read Luke's account of this event. On his journey, as Paul was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Acts chapter 9, verses 3 to 4. In the Gospels and in the first part of the Acts of the Apostles, we read of appearances of the risen Lord to the disciples. But all these happened before his ascension into heaven. Now, perhaps 3 or more years later, we have this dramatic encounter of Paul with the risen Lord. It is one of the most famous stories in Christianity. What Paul saw was a dazzling light. Some have suggested that in it he saw the form of Jesus. What he heard was a clear and understandable voice. While, in retelling this story twice more in Acts, some of the details are different, the core exchange between Jesus and Saul is word for word in all three accounts. In one of his own accounts, Paul will add an interesting detail. Jesus spoke to him in Aramaic. The most astounding detail is that the risen Jesus asks, "Why are you persecuting me?" Jesus identifies himself with his followers, which means Jesus identifies himself with me. With me? Yes. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.